This is the brief on NVIDIA CES 2026 gaming technology advancements. So, at CES 2026, NVIDIA really switched things up. For the first time in 5 years, there was no new flagship hardware. Instead, they went all in on AI software and growing the ecosystem for the RTX 50 series that's already out there. First up, the big news was DLSS 4.5. That's their next-gen AI upscaling tech. It uses a smarter AI model for sharper images across all existing RTX GPUs. But the real game changer is an exclusive for the RTX 50 series, dynamic multi-frame generation. It can boost frame rates up to 6 times in demanding titles, and it's coming this spring. Second, the theme was all about ecosystem expansion, not new silicon. So yeah, no new RTX 50 supercards. Instead, NVIDIA just highlighted all the new partner hardware that's hitting the market, showing off dozens of new RTX 50 series laptops and desktops like the MSI Stealth 16 AI Plus. Finally, the RTX platform itself is expanding in a big way. Over 250 games now support DLSS 4, with new titles like Phantom Blade Zero getting full path tracing for hyper-realistic lighting. Plus, NVIDIA debuted G-Sync Pulsar monitors, a new display tech that virtually eliminates motion blur, which is a massive win for competitive players. So it's clear, the immediate future of PC gaming performance relies on these sophisticated AI upgrades and refinement, not just raw new hardware.